The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. My name is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I want to say happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July to all of you here in America. We've been celebrating the birth of this nation, and let me tell you, it's such a blessing to live here in America. And let me tell you, the best days of America, they're not behind us. They're ahead of us. God is doing a great work in America. He is preparing his move, and so we need to continue to get ready for it because his move is here. It's coming now. Revival is here, brothers and sisters. You know, so this last Wednesday, one of the things that we did is we celebrated the birth of this nation, the Christian founding of this nation, and we also rededicated many parts of America to the Lord, and we made declarations over the military of America, over the body of Christ here in America, over the nation as a whole and our government, and over the future and current alliances that America is going to be making and that America currently has with other nations. These were all declarations that were made Wednesday in the sight of the Lord on behalf of this nation. Because let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, God is not done with America. God still has a greater work for America. This is not a time to become pessimistic or cynical. Instead, we focus on the Lord and we obey the Lord because he's doing a great work. And there have been many shiftings in the political arena. There have been many shakings in the political arena and even in the church. These are all things that the Lord has told us is coming. You know, it's funny because back in December of 2020, the Lord sent Pastor Chris and a group of people from Freedom Fellowship Church to Washington, D.C. He sent them to the Supreme Court. And there, before the steps of the Supreme Court building, a decree was issued in the spiritual realm. Prophetic words were released according to the word of God, and it was over the Supreme Court of this nation and over the education system of this nation, over the arts and entertainment industries. And many of those things that were decreed back in 2020, we are seeing the manifestation of it now, okay? And many of you maybe have noticed how there's just been rapid fire of things coming out of the Supreme Court. Well, God is working. The Lord, what he does, whenever he has any plan on the earth, the scripture tells us, surely the Lord does nothing without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets, right? And no prophecy comes from human origin, but it's through the Spirit of God. That's what true prophecy is supposed to be like. And we see how in the scripture, the prophets, when they speak, it's not in a reaction to what is happening around them. So an example of this is that after Israel and Judah were split into two nations because Solomon sinned against the Lord, okay, and a new king was appointed over the other 10 tribes of Israel, a king by the name of Jeroboam. And Jeroboam, because he was self-conscious about his position, even though God put him there, he decided to create these idols so that they wouldn't keep traveling down to Jerusalem. So he sets up these false gods and tells them, oh, yeah, stay here and worship these gods instead of going to the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem because it's more convenient. Don't go down there to Jerusalem. Stay here. And he did that as a scheme so that he believed it would make people loyal to him and that they wouldn't go back to the house of David. But in doing so, because the people accepted this, they accepted this convenience that was given to them. And because of this great sin, Jeroboam led all of Israel into sin against the Lord and idolatry and witchcraft. So what the Lord does is he sends a prophet, a young prophet from Judah, and he sends it to these altars that Jeroboam had built up for these false gods. And then this prophet, he goes into the temple and Jeroboam's sitting there and he prophesies to that altar. Or he says, altar, O altar. And he speaks a prophetic word of the things that are going to come to pass and what the God's plan is for that nation and for that altar. And he speaks it over it, right? Now, this is something that was not a reaction to the current circumstance. It's something that didn't yet exist. That didn't yet exist, just like in Genesis. The light didn't exist yet, but God said, let there be light. Okay. In a similar vein, we know how Elijah, when Samaria was under a great siege, and because of the siege, food had gotten so scarce and so expensive that people were resorting to cannibalism. Right? There was this whole dispute that came before the king where these two women were arguing because they had agreed, today we'll eat your son, and then tomorrow, you know, we'll eat my son. And so they kill the first woman's son, and then the second day, the second woman hides her son away. And so she goes to the king and says, hey, I have this dispute with this woman because we both agreed that we would kill our sons and eat them to live. And she's hidden her son away, right? This is how severe and bad the famine was, and how expensive and scarce food was. Now, you talk about a horrible economic situation, right? You talk about a situation where things seem so dire, so horrible, that people are resorting to eating their own children. In this day, we couldn't even imagine something as horrible as that, but that's how bad it was in that scenario. Okay? Now, Elisha, when he came forth to speak the word of the Lord, he didn't bind, you know, the siege. He was not reacting to the situation. Instead, what he says in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, he says, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God of Israel says. About this time tomorrow, a seah of the finest flour will sell for a shekel and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. You're talking about a horrifically impossible economic situation turning around in a day's time, right? And it was so impossible that the king's officer said, even if God opened up the heavens, right? Even if the floodgates of heaven opened up, how could this even happen, right? He couldn't even see it. And Elijah turned to him and said, you'll see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it. In this day and age, in December 2020, that is what the Lord did. He sent Freedom Fellowship Church to Washington, D.C. to speak forth something that had not yet come to pass. Something that God was doing, a new thing. And let me tell you, it's still happening. Things are still coming. There's going to be a great move. There's going to be a push for the things of God in this nation. We as the church, all we need to do is we speak only his word. We do the right thing. We focus on God, right? Do not speak doubt, unbelief, suspicion, because God is doing his work now. For many years, God has been having to prepare the body of Christ to mature us. And fortunately, I'm very encouraged to see that it's been happening. The church has been becoming more mature. They've been becoming more equipped because nowadays there's not as much infighting amongst each other. There's not as much suspicion and competition. Finally, many leaders in the church have begun uniting, right? Because who cares about these doctrinal differences, right? Oh, well, I interpret the scripture this way, and I interpret it this way, right? Look, we're all serving God. We're all serving the Lord. And we're all hoping to see his kingdom come, his will be done, here on the earth, as it is in heaven, right? So if there's these little doctrinal differences, they're inconsequential. We need only focus on obeying the Lord. And fortunately, God has been raising up a generation of believers that have that mindset. And let me tell you, Jesus gave us such a perfect example of what this is supposed to look like. It says in Mark chapter 9, verse 38. "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he's not one of us. He's not under our ministry. He didn't go to our training, right? He's not under our umbrella. Stop them, Jesus. They're not part of us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." Right? So these are people that were not traveling with Jesus. They weren't part of his quote-unquote ministry, but they believed in his word, and they started following and doing it. And miracle signs and wonders followed him, right? So Jesus did not get caught up in these kind of territory wars that historically have been a problem in the church. Oh, you're not under my ministry. You need to come under my covering. You can't surpass me, the spiritual leader. No, Jesus, when he saw people following his teachings and doing them, well, he was happy to see it. We need to take on that same mindset, okay? All kinds of people are going to be called to follow the Lord. And let me tell you, if God is using someone else, even if you don't agree with them 100%, even if you don't, you know, maybe you have some disagreements, if God's using them, that's a good thing. That is an exciting thing that people are walking their faith walk and they're walking their obedience to the Lord. So this is a mindset that fortunately is starting to become more commonplace in the body of Christ. Now, you know, we're not 100% there, but I definitely see that more believers are beginning to step into unity because we're serving the same God. We all want to see revival come to this nation, okay? We want to see the move of God sweep across it from sea to shining sea, and that's what we're standing on and believing for. And let me tell you, things are manifesting. So the Lord set us in 2020 to prophesy over the Supreme Court, over the education system, over the arts and entertainment industry, to release forth those things into the atmosphere that didn't exist yet. And they're beginning to come forth in this day, and that is so exciting, guys. You see, one of the rulings that maybe many in the body of Christ have overlooked is just recently, the Supreme Court struck down the Chevron Doctrine. Now, what the Chevron Doctrine was, is back in 1984, there was this whole dispute. Looper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo. And in this case, what happened is they were arguing over who gets to interpret these various regulations. Okay? Right? If there's some kind of ambiguity, right? Maybe something explicitly wasn't stated. Who gets the final interpretation of such and such regulations? And in this ruling back in 1984, they came to the determination that, okay, well, the final interpretation, it's going to fall upon the federal agencies, right? So all of these, you know, FAA, environmental agencies, all of these different agencies. And this, over the past decades, has had a sweeping effect where thousands and thousands and thousands of cases end up referencing back to this ruling because there's all kinds of disputes of how do we interpret this regulation? How do we interpret this regulation? And unfortunately, this ruling back in the 1980s gave undue power to federal agencies because they basically, a law is passed and they get to be the ones to interpret that law. They got to be the ones to decide how it was executed, which gave additional power to these federal agencies. Well, the Supreme Court just struck down that doctrine. And they said, no, the final interpretation of these laws and regulations does not lie with the federal agencies. They don't have that power. And the Supreme Court said, look, if something explicit, right, if you want an explicit regulation passed, some explicit rules, well, Congress needs to explicitly pass it and make it a law, right? You cannot enforce all of these additional regulations through the ambiguity of the law. And if there's a disagreement on how something can be interpreted, well, it needs to go through the legal system. It needs to go to the courts.
This is something that is now going to have a huge effect on our economy and the future generations. And this is just one ruling that has come out just recently. Okay? These are all exciting things and things that we should be happy with, brothers and sisters, right? I mean, isn't that such a great thing? So the Lord has said, and this is a prophetic word that the Lord released through Pastor Christina just last Sunday. And I know many of you are curious about, oh, Pastor Chris, when are we going to hear from Pastor Chris? And do not worry, you're going to be hearing from her very soon. So look forward to that as well. But this prophetic word that the Lord released just this past Sunday through Pastor Chris, he said, there is a move of God that will sweep America. It's already started, but God had to deal with the leadership first, even among his own people. Okay, and that's why in the church there's been shakings. Because, let's face it, God can't judge the world if the church is steeped with sin, because then his people will be caught up in it. We will also not survive the judgment. So God had to deal with the leadership first, right? He had to purge us and make us holy so that he could move in this nation. So the move of God's already started, but God had to deal with the leadership first, even among those in his people. The intensity of this move will be so awesome, manifestation so divine. And fortunately, here in America, in spite of our theological differences, we've matured. We've begun to mature in the church, and we have increased in number. So these are the things that God's doing now, and hopefully this is encouraging to you, brothers and sisters. God isn't done with America, but as I said before, the greatest days of America, they're not behind us, they're ahead of us. And if we, the church, continue to focus and believe in obeying God, America is going to have its most righteous government than it's ever had, even going all the way back to its founding. And if you study those people back in the early days of America, many of them believed in the Lord. Many of them looked to the Bible for how to structure our government, right? All the inner workings of, you know, why do we have three branches of government? Why are our court systems and legal systems set up this way? Why is the Constitution set up this way? Many of those things, they looked to the Bible and prayed to the Lord. How do we structure the government of this nation? Those are the kinds of people that were back in the beginning. And the Lord wants to bring leadership even more righteous, even more on fire for the Lord in this nation. Because part of the calling of America is truly to preach the gospel to all nations. And the Lord has given America such prosperity and influence over the world, which will enable us, the church, to preach the gospel at a scale that has never happened in the history of the world. Because of modern technology and how interconnected the world is, we will truly be able to reach nations at a level that has never been done before. So get excited, brothers and sisters. God is doing a great work in this nation. And don't get caught up in focusing on the bad news. Don't get caught up or get into fear, into all kinds of conspiracy theories and suspicions. You know, the scripture even tells us, and you know, when I had first heard this, I was just shocked, because it's like, even the Bible talks about conspiracy theories. Can you believe that? It says in Isaiah chapter 8, starting with verse 11, this is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. He says, do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. Can you believe that? Here it is. In Isaiah, they're talking about conspiracy, right? Because what is the problem when you go down these holes of suspicion and conspiracies? Well, you get caught into fear. And now suddenly you're operating in a spirit of fear. The actions you take are based around fear, not faith. Not faith in God, right? And so you focus on God. Because look, yeah, the wicked are going to plot evil things.
Yeah, people are going to scheme and there's going to be all kinds of underhanded things going on. But let me tell you, in the world, that's what they know how to do. But the scripture also tells us that all these nations, all these different various groups that are plotting, they're doing it in vain, because we have a God who sits on the throne, who has authority over all. Right? In Psalms chapter 2, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? Right? It means that no matter how hard they work, no matter how much influence they have, no matter how much money they have, all of their plans are in vain. And why is that? So it says, the kings of the earth, they rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and his anointed one, saying, let us break off their chains. Let us throw off their shackles. But the one enthroned in heaven laughs. He rebukes them in his anger. He scoffs at them and terrifies them in his wrath. Right? Because the Lord, he's already sitting on the throne. Here they are. They're down here on earth scheming, thinking that they can make these big moves. God has the power. God has the authority. We don't need to be afraid of any kind of conspiracy, any kind of political plot. Now, we do have to engage in spiritual warfare. We do need to loosen forth light to drive back the darkness, but we don't get caught up in fear. We don't get caught down these rabbit holes of all these kinds of suspicions. No, we focus on the Lord. We obey the Lord. And let me tell you, in doing so, little by little, you're going to see transformation across this nation. And we're already beginning to see it, brothers and sisters. These things are going to happen in such a tidal wave, both in the political sector, and as it's changing in the political world, it's going to change in the business and economic world as well. Okay, the transfer of wealth is going to come the same time as this great revival and this great transformation in Washington, D.C. So brace yourself, brothers and sisters. Get ready, because it's here. It's now. Keep focusing on the Lord. And as you do that, he is going to prepare you for these greater works. I know many of you who maybe you don't have any kind of reputation, you don't have any kind of status, but the Lord doesn't care about those kinds of things. He looks at the heart. And I know even now there are many of you who are hearing the sound of my voice that God has been preparing your heart for the greater work. Maybe you don't think much of yourself. Maybe you don't see yourself as anything great. But even the heroes in the Bible didn't see themselves as anything great. Moses, David, Gideon. But through the Spirit of God who came upon them, they did mighty works through faith. And you will do the same in the name of Jesus if you believe him and if you obey him. Amen. So, focus on obeying God and don't get caught up in these kinds of political games, because let's face it, the church has all kinds of problems where they play politics, even amongst themselves, right? You wonder, it's like, we're not in competition with one another, okay? We don't need to play these territory wars or these political games where we're trying to steal influence from one another or boost our reputation using the downfall of others. We shouldn't be doing any of that. Because let's face it, if we the church are doing that, then how could we be mad at the politicians who are doing it, right? This is why, as I said before, God had to deal with the leadership in America, including in the church. So don't get caught up in these kinds of political games. We're all one body. Okay, if the left hand is called to do something, it doesn't make the right hand any worse. Just like the foot is not made better because it's called to do something that another part of the body is. We are all one body, and we should be supporting one another in the vision the Lord has given you. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to say happy 4th of July, and you know, even though it's a few days after that, we're celebrating the birth of this nation, and we're celebrating the fact that there are many great things to come for this nation, and it's something to be very excited for. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. God bless all of you. Again, my name is Joshua Sasso, and you have been listening to The Prophetic Voice of Our Time. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.